Love Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm Madeline Bass and I'm so glad you're here with us. Happy Monday and hope you're all well.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your heart.
Get your blessing. Happy Monday. So glad that you could join me today. I'm Madeline Bass, your host, and I'm also the host of Soul Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and raising our standards. So glad that you took the time out once again to join me. I hope you have your pens and paper so that you can take your notes. We're moving into our fourth week of the new year. This is the 25th of January, 2016, and we're taking you to the next level. So those of you who are working professionals, if you've chosen your career and you're working in it, you have families, you're starting a ministry, you have a home-based business, whatever it is that you have, we are here to grow you so that you can have a more successful you for the new year of 2016. So let's get into it. We are believers who are just going to grow one day at a time, and it is okay to be a believer in business. So let's turn some things around. That's what we're going to talk about today. Turn around. Sometimes you need to turn away from looking back. And I know a lot of people probably thought I would turn around and go backwards. But you need to stop looking backwards so you can move forward. Some people even looking in their rearview mirror to see where they've come from and the things that they've passed. And you can't focus on the future because, people, once it's done, it's done. You can't go back into the past. And you can't even jump to the future. But you can do some things in your present that can help make your future better. So the things that you've already been through, the bad choices you've made, even some good choices you made or investments that you've placed in yourself, all of that is to prepare you for your now. And then what you go through now and the result of it will be the result of your future. So turn around. Quit looking backwards. Let's move forward and let's see if we can't figure some things out as to how you can grow to your next. What are some habits that you may have? Some people are stuck on the way that they are is the way that they are. They feel like after a certain age, I'm too old to change. But habits are they can either make you productive or it can hold you up. So there are some bad habits, and it's not just drinking or smoking or those types of habits. There's your routine of life habit, maybe poor spending. Maybe you can't help it. You got to stop at the store and get your bag of chips and a soda when you got a family-sized bag of chips and some tea in the refrigerator or some Kool-Aid. Or you want a bad habit of eating burgers and you don't want to give up that habit, but it's not healthy for you. Not saying not to eat a burger here and there, but consuming that type of bad eating over a time can hurt you and harm you. So those of you who have families, and even if you just like living, let's do some things differently. Turn that thing around and let's move forward into your now. Let's look at some things that you can fix now because what has happened in the past is gone. What can you do to maybe you want to lose some weight? You turn that thing around by watching your eating habits, seeing what is the cause, watching some things that you eat. Some people can eat pizzas and burgers and it not affect them, but because of their metabolism. You know, these are some things that we just don't think about. People who have diabetes, they have to watch their sugar intake. They have to take insulin injections. People with blood pressure, they have to watch their stress level. I think even without blood pressure issues, but start to watch your stress level and even some things that they eat. So most of the things in life that create health issues is behind bad eating habits. So turn that thing around by paying attention to some of the things that you notice, even if you have acid reflux. If you know you have stomach issues and there are some things that you're not supposed to be eating or drinking, then how about you not do that so that you can feel better? You want to feel better. You want to come off of taking pills all the time. Then do what you need to do to turn that thing around. And I can speak from experience. My name, of course, is Madeline. And I've had a very different life. I had a friend of mine describe it as unique. It's different. I've experienced a lot of things in my lifetime. And in order for me to continue to move forward in where I am in life and not let my past affect it, it is to learn from those things. Not to say that I've done everything right. I learned from the mistakes that I've made. And I stopped pointing the finger at others in order for me to move forward. So I'm turning that thing around and I'm looking in the mirror at me to say, okay, what can I do differently? What are some maybe some bad habits, maybe some type of insecurities, maybe a skill or something that I need to work on to better me, knowledge. You know, there are all kinds of things, ladies and gentlemen, for us to do to turn our situation around. And it is up to the person in the mirror. Michael Jackson was on to something when he talked about the man in the mirror. So what are you doing? What are you willing to do? What are some things that you're willing to change in order to better your future, in order to better even your now? What are you doing to create that generational inheritance or wealth for your children's children? And come on, people. A lot of folks say, you know, I ain't living to make my kids rich. Okay, well, God says to leave an inheritance for your children's children. So not only will you be able to leave your children well off, your children's children will benefit from that same thing. But I don't think that that stops at money. I think that the inheritance for that needs to be management of their time. Of course, naturally, you know, your spirit is included. So the inheritance comes when you know what to do to keep it and then how to maintain it and then even how to multiply it. So these are just the 3 M's. You got money management. You want to multiply it and you want to be able to keep yourself focused and even marketing your money. There's investments that you can make in order to have that generational funding set up for your kids. Mutual funds, a lot of people say do mutual funds. Get your children some type of whole insurance. You know, lots of places don't offer that anymore, but whole insurance, they're able to borrow off of that money when they get ready to go to college at a certain age. You want a trust fund. You know, some people have that savings account, but people's savings accounts don't have that much turnaround on interest. Do your homework. Try to find the highest interest on return that you can. You know, don't just settle for a savings account that's not even 2%, you know, of whatever you're putting in there. So the monies that you put in, that investment is not going to be worth too much after 10, 20 years. So you put $200,000 in there, the interest on that with 2%, that's not a whole lot. So you want to make sure that you get the most out of that investment. So turn that situation around. Be able to save some money. A lot of us can't even save 5 cents, let alone $200,000. But you got to be able to put, like we talked about the first of the year, a dollar a day. You can put up a dollar a day for your children. Your baby is born, and maybe even if it's a year old, doesn't matter. January the 1st, you know, once you put the savings account in effect, we talked about saving a dollar a day until you could get whatever amount saved up to open the account. Then from there, continue to deposit that dollar a day, even if you want to break it down and put $7 at the end of the week or every Monday or every Friday, however you want to do it. But that dollar a day goes towards a savings account for your grandkids. Then when it gets to a good little amount, take half of that money and then go invest it in something like a mutual fund. You know, we need to start learning how to work our money and let that money start working for you. We go to work, we earn however much an hour. Even those individuals who have a big income of six figures, if they don't manage their money right, they're gonna have a struggle, financial struggle on a higher level. Money management is so important, and you need to know how to make a return on your own investment in you. Let's turn that thing around. The generational curses of people of color not being able to step up unless we're doing something illegal, or we're on a football field, or we're up on a stage half naked, or you know, with our pants sagging. You know, we're business minded individuals, very intelligent individuals, and we need to start turn the view of black people around. Let's turn that thing around. Let's be different. Let's not mind people calling us unique. It's okay to be successful as people of God. He already says we will be people, peculiar people. God said, my people perish from lack of knowledge. So we need to educate ourselves. We need to enlighten and empower our men and women, our young ladies and gentlemen who are coming up after us. And we need to fill them with purpose in order to have them prepared more for their future. So turn around that family generational curse. Flip that thing. If that family is known for nothing but divorce, then you teach your children the value of marriage, the importance of living a godly life, and ladies waiting on your husbands, and gentlemen finding the wife that God has for you, being patient and preserving who you are to give those individuals what God considers a gift. We are so many times have passed our bodies around, men and women, passed our bodies around, and then you want to bring that person that you ask God for junk. You slept around, you acquired STDs, and probably got some that maybe you don't know about. AIDS shows up sometimes years later. You know, these are some things that people just don't consider. But to live a pure life, and I know there are individuals who have acquired AIDS through other things, but I'm not talking to you. But we need to, you know, just kind of keep ourselves, if you maintain that purity, we need to keep our minds set on the things of God. Turn it around. We're getting the knowledge and we're learning how to be better and we're learning how to be more successful, but we're not applying it to anything when it comes to our life and our lifestyle. We're changing our status by raising our standards, and we can do it. It's doable. We are people of God. We are believers, and that's why I believe God says, I have a plan prepared for you, a plan to prosper you, a plan for a future. And that future can include even after you're gone, because you've taught your children's children how to manage wealth. And that's something that wealth and black don't go together these days, seem like. It's okay for people of color, black people, however you're African-American, whatever you feel comfortable with. I don't want to offend anybody. But I'm just speaking because I think somebody needs to say something. We need to do better. We just need to do better. We need to falling into that stereotype that we are uneducated and can't learn. Show them better than you can tell them that we can be successful. Quit talking a lot of flip-flops and let's start moving and doing. Let's stop trying to hold our kids back from being successful. Let's stop being jealous when the kids are doing better than us. Believe me, I'm saying something I know about. There's some parents who are jealous of their kids' knowledge. They're jealous of their children's skills. So some are even jealous of the opportunities that the kids have these days. They're jealous. And starting out working, you know, how are you going to make more than me? Well, unfortunately, the minimum wage is more than what we would have ever imagined at that age. But I made $8 when I was in my 20s. So $8 now to me is not a lot because I was making $8, $9 in the 90s. So we need to understand where the times are. Don't get upset with your child if they've graduated from high school and choose to work because they can make more, $10 and $12, and you've been on your job 30 years and you're barely busting $8.50. Don't hate on your child. Teach your child how to manage their money. Teach your child how they can eventually take care of you. Turn it around. Ladies and gentlemen, we get so frustrated with the way life is, but it's in a place where we can teach our children to be better. Granted, it's not a lot of money for someone with a family, but our youth, our children who have no kids, they're not even thinking about getting married, teach them how to manage their money so by the time they're 23, 25, they're coming out of college, they can buy a home and maintain it because they know how to manage their money. They can make investments. Why? Because they know how to manage their money. They know how to make an investment in themselves, and they will turn that generational curse around. They will make a big difference in their future and yours. Because if you teach them to be children of God when they grow up to be adults, guess who they're going to be able to take care of? You. Because now they know the value. You've taught them the value. You've taught them how to live a selfless life. You've taught them to think of others. You've taught them the gift of God is giving. We need to be more mindful of our children's children. What are our children's children going to benefit? We always speak about spoiling our grandchildren when we get them. We don't even have kids yet sometimes, but we talk about what we're going to do with our grandkids, aunties and uncles. You know, these kids, they have a future, but rather than spoiling them rotten, it's okay to give them some things, but give them wisdom. Teach them things. You know, teach these kids, boy or girl, how to be a craftsman. Maybe they can carve things with their hands. They got all these different machineries and things like that that they can utilize from nature, pottery, you know, art. These are dying gifts. People can learn to do these things. Be an interior decorator. There is nothing wrong with designing people's houses, setting stages up for someone to sell their home, especially if you can set that thing up and it sells. So guess what? You're really great at that. So these are some things that people just don't think about. It's more to selling a home than putting it on the market. Maybe you can become a real estate agent. Maybe you have more insight with that. You have a financing degree. You have an accounting degree. And so when someone comes to your backup plan, so to speak, or your career could be real estate. But you can also teach people, or people can come to you to repair their credit, to go into buying a home. And guess what they're going to do? Both services from you. Why? Because you're knowledgeable. We need to learn how to take what you're great at and use that to be a revenue for you. I tell people, even with a lemonade stand, these days, if you have a permit, you get one of those little carts, put it on the back of your pickup truck, get you a permit, go sit in somebody's parking lot, even on your own lot, and sell you some homemade tamales and some hamburgers and hot dogs. Get these businesses, go to some of these big businesses and allow them to have you come maybe once a week. These are some things that we don't think about. But that's being entrepreneur-minded. You got to have the entrepreneurship spirit to be able to find what you have and make it work. God says, what do you have? He told the disciples when he came to feeding the 5,000, they were coming talking about, we got to feed these people. We need to send them home. Jesus asked them, what do you have? What do you have? So I'm asking you, what do you have to turn around your situation? What can you do? What are some gifts and skills that you have? Can you play the drums? Can you play the guitar? And are you really great at it? Then start a little school. Teach some kids. Get these babies and start teaching them to put an ad in the paper. You know, teach somebody how to play the guitar. Teach some kids how to play the drums, how to play the piano. You know, who says you can't? Get you an EIN and get to work. Start growing you. These are things that people, we just don't understand. Our children are living in a techno world. If they want to get involved with the internet, and we want to stick them in front of the computer anyway, ladies and gentlemen, as the adults, get a home-based business. Invest in that home-based business and teach your children how to work that business. There are things that you can do to change and turn around your financial situation, but you got to be willing to invest in your future. If you're not willing to make any changes or do anything differently, no change will come. And then guess what? You can't be mad. You can't be mad. Women, we want to know why we have so many men in our lives that are just not cherishing us, and they're not men of God. And it's because you're going out picking them. You're looking at how fine they are. They got good hair. They got bright skin or whatever the case may be. Fellas, same thing. You're looking at her body. You're looking at what she looks like now. But you're not looking at what she looks like inside now, because who she is inside is who she is, and then that's going to be whether or not she can take you forward, or will she pull you backwards, or will she bring you down and bury you? Which one will you do? Let's stop looking at things and placing that judgment and not really taking the time out to invest in what we say we want. That goes with spouses. Time. You got to put the time in. It doesn't matter if it's a relationship or a business. We do it with our job. even with our spirituality people, we have got to put time in. We got to put prayer time in. We got to put devotional time in so we can keep our minds right. We want a relationship, but we got so much stuff within ourselves that's not resolved. So fix you. Fix you, then worry about who you attach yourself to, because you're attaching yourself and you don't know what you're getting. You have no idea what you're getting. You only get what you see. And that's whatever that person wants to offer to you. So heal first. Be healed first before you go into battle. You're already bleeding out. Then you're going to go into war and get cut up and beat up some more. You're going to kill yourself. That's suicide. So come on, people. We have to get it together. Men, you want to know why there's no woman in your life to be your helpmate. She's to be your helpmate. She's to help you and she's to encourage you. Some of your weaknesses may be her strength. So don't hate on her strength because it's not yours. It's not supposed to be yours. If you can do everything, you don't need her. She is there to build you to your neck. She is there to encourage you, to pray for you. And if she don't have a relationship with the Lord, guess what? Y'all going to struggle. Because not only will she not be able to pray for you when you can't pray for yourself, y'all are not going to be able to pray for each other. Because it's not something that she wants to do. Vice versa. Women, come on now. We need to be real with ourselves. God wants us to be able to be strong. He created us in his own image. He wants us to be obedient. He doesn't ask much from us, but he gave everything to us. So why can't we be the same of giving more of you and investing in people who are around you on a 24/7, people you let in your space? We need to learn, be cautious. Be cautious of the people you find. Find out about yourself first, and don't be surprised at some of the things that you come to the realization with. We know some stuff about us, but then we're going to act out shocked like, I can't believe I'm really that way. Yeah, you really that way. So don't get mad at somebody when they tell you the truth about yourself. You know, get upset for a second, but get over it too. Okay, so these are some things that I just believe that we need to move forward on. Our habits just very well may be our hindrance of our next level. Our inability to turn that situation around is because we're not willing to make some changes within ourselves. What is our role as a man or a woman? You know, if you were born a man, a male, and then what do you need to do as a man of God first before you attach yourself to anyone? And same with women. You're born a female, a woman. What are some things that God has for you? Salvation is first. Then get what he has planned for you. To build a relationship so that he can talk to you. He can communicate with you. And then you find out what your purpose is. Then run with it. Because God gives us many things that we can work with. Gifts, talents, things that we can do. No matter how great or small you may think it is, if God intends for that to be your purpose in life, it will be great. It will be great. Well, I'm Madeline Bass, and this has been Empowering Your Mind, and I'm excited to have shared with you. Send this out to people if you want to listen to the playback. It will be available to you till Wednesday. The number is 712-775-7089. The access code is 479358#. Feel free to share it with your friends and family. I'm Madeline, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Have a great day, and go get your blessings.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be.